愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天早上我们一起来学习到神的国的要件。
So this morning, we'd like to learn the requisites for salvation.
几年前啊，纽约时报 New York Times 啊，有一本最畅销的书。
A few years ago, on the New York Times best selling books list.
它的这个书名啊，叫做 Last Exit， 最后的出口。
The title of the book is Last Exit.
那这本书在讲什么
？And what is this book talking about？
就是在教导人怎么死最舒服。
Is teaching people how to die the most comfortably.
结果变成最畅销的一本书。
And then became a bestseller.
所以可见哦，世界上有很多人活得很痛苦。
So we can see that there are many people in the world that live in pain.
没有希望。
That they do not have hope.
没有意义。
And there is no meaning in their life.
所以他希望能够结束自己的生命。
So they would like to end their life.
但是当我们开始接受主耶稣的救恩。
But once we accept the salvation of Jesus Christ.
这个问题就解决了。
Then we solve this problem.
所以救恩是人面对死亡的最后一个希望。
So salvation is the last hope of our mankind.
所以值得我们好好来查考。
So this is something we should study.
好，我们现在来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第三章的第五节。
John chapter 3, verse 5. Verse 5. Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这里主耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你。
Here Jesus says, Truly, truly, I say to you.
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
Unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这里告诉我们进神的国。
Here it tells us to enter the kingdom of God.
有两个条件。
There are two requirements.
一个就是从水生。
One is to born of water.
一个就是从圣灵生。
And the other is to born of the Spirit.
所以主耶稣来世界上就是要指引我们一条路，可以进到神的国里面。
So the Lord Jesus came into the world to give us this way into the heavenly kingdom.
那神的国是什么
？So what is this kingdom of God?
神的国就是神在当王的地方。
So the kingdom of God is where God is the king.
那神在那里当王
？So where is God the king?
圣经告诉我们，神在天国在做王。
So the Bible tells us that God is in the heavenly kingdom as the king.
那天国是什么？天国是灵界的一个国度。
So what is the heavenly kingdom? The heavenly kingdom is a spiritual kingdom.
就是他在做王的地方。
And that's where God is the king.
那天国有多好？
And how good is this heavenly kingdom?
圣经告诉我们，是眼睛你没有看过的。
The Bible tells us it's something that we have never seen with our eyes.
那心里你没有想过的。
And we have never thought from our heart.
有时候我们常常了解一个地方有多好。
Sometimes we try to understand how good a place is.
我们就会用另外一个地方来讲这个地方有多好。
And so we will use another place to describe how good this other place is.
就是用人生的经验要来描写一个地方的好。
So we try to use our experiences to explain how good a place is.
那天国是灵界的，所以它的好你讲不出来。
But the heavenly kingdom is spiritual, so we cannot describe the good of the heavenly kingdom.
甚至你也是讲不出来。
So even now we cannot describe it.
因为这个就是神本身哦，你就是讲不出来，也想不出来。
So because it's God Himself is something that we cannot think of and we cannot talk about.
所以人生结束今生的一生就到天国。
So once we end our life here, then we enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以圣经才讲我们人是在演一场戏。
So the Bible tells us that we are all on a stage.
你看演一场戏是两三个钟头。
And we can see that like a play is about two or three hours.
那你就要下台了。
And after the play is over, we get off the stage.
那对一般人来讲哦，最重要是我演什么角色。
So what's the most important for a person is what role do I play?
因为我如果演国王哦，下台也没关系啊。
So if I play the role of a king, it's okay that I get off the stage.
我人如果能够演财主，那人生结束就结束吧。
If I can play the role of a rich person, then when my life is over, it's over.
但是圣经告诉我们，人生没有结束的。
But the Bible tells us that there is no end to life.
真正的我不是这个肉体。
The true self is not this physical body.
这个肉体叫做帐篷。
This physical body is just a tent.
真正的我是住在肉体里面那个灵魂。
The real self is a soul that's living inside the tent.
所以我们到风景很美的地方去露营。
So when we go to a very beautiful place to go camping,
你不会永远住在那里啊。
But we will not live there forever.
过了几天，结束了，帐篷收起来，我们就回家了。
After a few days, we take up our tent and we go home.
所以我们在今生会有结束的时刻。
So in this lifetime, there's a time that it ends.
但是当我们这个灵魂从肉体出来
，But when our soul leaves this physical body,
肉体就埋在土里面了。
The physical body is buried on the ground.
所以很多人就觉得说，这个就是人生的结束，就是埋在土里面。
So many people think that is the end of life, that we are buried in the ground.
那如果人生埋在土里就结束了，那最重要的事情就是我活着就是要快乐。
So if being buried in the ground is the end of our life, so then the most important thing in our life is to live a happy life.
因为我明天死了，所以今天有机会我就要把握。
For tomorrow I die, so I have to take hold of all the opportunities I can today.
这个是大部分人的观念。
And that is the concept of most people.
因为他不认识神，所以他对人生不了解。
Because they do not know God, so they do not understand life.
那圣经告诉我们，死的那个时刻就是另外一种生活的开始。
But the Bible tells us that the moment that we die, it is the beginning of another life.
那就是永生的开始。
And that is the start of our everlasting life.
永生在哪里？
And what is everlasting life?
永生在神的国度里面。
That everlasting life is in the kingdom of God.
就是在天国。
That is in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们活在这个今世上啊，最重要的一件事情就是要追求永生。
So the most important thing in our life is to pursue after eternal life.
谁可以给我们永生？
Who can give us eternal life?
你看世界上没有一个人没有死亡。
If we look in the world, there is not one person that does not die.
所以他不管传多美妙的理论。
So no matter how good their philosophy is,
如果他最后的结果是死，
if their end is death,
那他的理论也不能够救我们脱离死，
then their philosophy cannot help us to depart from death.
但是有一个人在历史上他从死里面复活，
but there is one person in history that resurrected from death.
他说我死了三天要复活。
He said that after I die in 3 days, I will live again.
这个人就是主耶稣。
That person is the Lord Jesus.
他真的从死里复活。
He resurrected.
过了40天，他复活升天到天上去了。
After he resurrected, after for another 40 days, he ascended into heaven.
如果他能够从死里复活
，If he can resurrect,
那他所传的理论就很有力量。
Then what he teaches is powerful.
因为他本身。所表现的就是一个活生生的例子。
Because he is able to live out this example.
因此这里主耶稣告诉我们。
So that's why the Lord Jesus says.
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
Unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这一句话是真理。
This phrase is the truth.
2000年前主耶稣讲，那个时候是适用的。到今天这一句话还是适用。
2000 years ago, when the Lord Jesus said this, it was useful, and today it is still useful.
如果我们要进到神的国得永生
，If we want to enter the kingdom of God and have eternal life,
第一个要从水生。
First, we have to be born of water.
第二个要从圣灵生。
And second, we have to be born of the Spirit.
所以信耶稣很好。
So believing in Jesus is good.
但是信耶稣是开始，得永生的开始。
But believing in Jesus is just the beginning of eternal life.
那我信耶稣以后，我还要做什么？
So after believing in Jesus, what do I have to do?
要从水生，还有从圣灵生。
We have to be born of water and be born of the Spirit.
这是主耶稣讲的。
That's what Jesus said.
那从水生，从圣灵生又是什么意思？
But what does it mean to be born of water and born of the Spirit?
我们现在来看提多书第三章第五节。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书第三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
请。
Verse 5. He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we did in righteousness, but in accordance with his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit.
这个地方讲, 他便救了我们。
Here it says, he saved us.
他是谁?
Who is he?
主耶稣。
He is the Lord Jesus.
那这个救就是指着拯救, 主耶稣来救我们。
And he has come to save us.
有很多人说我活得好好，我为什么需要主耶稣来救我？
And some people may say that I live a good life. Why do I need Jesus to save me?
所以到底所谓主耶稣救我们，这个拯救是什么意思？
So what does it mean that he has come to save us?
好，我们现在看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
好，《使徒行传》的26章。
Acts 26.
使徒行传26章的18节。
Acts chapter 26 verse 18. Verse 18, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
好，这个十八节在讲哦，得救跟没有得救有四个差别。
In verse 18, it tells us that there are four differences between being saved and not being saved.
但是这是在灵界里面发生的。
But these are things that happen in the spiritual realm.
所以得救跟没有得救在物质界看起来是没有什么不同。
So whether we are saved or not, in the physical world, we cannot tell the difference.
所以有的人用眼睛来看，没有不同啊。
So some people use their eyes to look and they say, there's no difference.
你信耶稣，你要上班，我不信，我也要上班。
You believe in Jesus, you have to go to work. I don't believe in Jesus, I also go to work.
困难一样。
We have the same difficulties.
所以他觉得这个没有什么重要。
So they think that this is not important.
那这个第二，我们刚刚读的18节就叫我们眼睛得开。
But in verse 18, it tells us that to open their eyes.
当我们进到神的话里面,
when we enter into the Word of God,
我们就看到一个肉眼看不见的世界,
then we can see a world that we cannot see with our physical eyes.
这是真实的。
It is true.
为什么看不见是真实的?
Why is something that we cannot see true?
神看不见呢?
We cannot see God.
神是真实的。
But God is real. God is true.
你看我们刚刚祷告的时候, 圣灵降临, 这代表神是真的。
When we pray, we receive the Holy Spirit, it proves that God is real.
好，那借着圣经的话，就告诉我们得救的第一个不同是什么？
So through the Bible, what is the first difference of believing in Jesus?
就是从黑暗归向光明。
It's turn from darkness to light.
如果我们没有信耶稣，
if we do not believe in Jesus,
我们活在黑暗里面。
We live in darkness.
那黑暗代表什么？
What is darkness?
第一个黑暗代表死亡。
Darkness means death.
所以有的人在描写一生，就是好像太阳一样。
Some people describe a lifetime as like the sun.
到你三四十岁，日正当中，你一个人的最巅峰。
Around your age 30 to 40, the sun is at noon. That is your the height of your life.
如果能够活到七八十岁，七八十岁叫做什么？ 夕阳无限好。
And in your 70s and 80s, that's the sun going down.
是很好啊。
And it looks beautiful.
但是一直掉下去。
But it will continue to go down.
掉到最后就一片黑暗，就是死亡。
And after the sun goes all the way down, then it's all darkness, that is death.
但是主耶稣的救恩把死亡拿掉。
But the salvation of the Lord Jesus removes death.
所以我们死的那一个时刻就到天国去。
So the moment that we die, we go to the heavenly kingdom.
那是永生。
and that is eternal life.
所以得救跟不得救是生跟死的不同。
So the difference between being saved or not is a difference between life and death.
就黑暗跟光明的不同。
Between light and darkness.
这个是非常非常大的不同。
That is a very big difference.
所以人有永生的这种概念。
So when we have this concept of eternal life.
但是要怎么得到永生？
But how do we obtain eternal life?
要得救。
We have to be saved.
好，那第二个不同。
The second difference.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
From the power of Satan to God.
灵界里面只有两个国家。
In the spiritual realm, there are only two kingdoms.
一个是神作王。
One is where God is the king.
另外一个就是魔鬼作王。
The other is where Satan is the king.
那什么地方魔鬼作王？
So where is Satan the king?
圣经说神已经把这个世界交给魔鬼。
The Bible tells us that God has given this world to Satan.
所以这个世界的王就是魔鬼。
So the king of this world is Satan.
如果一个人没有得救，
If a person is not saved,
他的罪没有得到赦免，
Their sins are not forgiven,
他就活在魔鬼的国度里面。
Then they live under the kingdom of Satan.
你不管一个人多文明，受教育水准多高，社会地位多高，全部都在魔鬼的国度里面。
So no matter how civilized people are, how much education or how successful they are, they live under the kingdom of Satan.
这个是没有希望的地方。
That is a place with no hope.
所以将来主耶稣再来，
So when Jesus comes again,
在魔鬼国度的人都要面对审判。
Everyone who is under the kingdom of Satan will be judged.
那是很可怕的一天。
And that will be a terrible day.
所以启示录说这是空前绝后，以前没有，将来也没有。
And that's why the Bible, in Revelation it describes that this is something that has never happened in the past and will never happen again.
所以得救就是从撒旦的控制移到爱子的国度。
So to be saved is to be moved from the power of Satan to be under God.
好，那第三个。
The third.
罪得赦免。
That we can receive forgiveness of sins.
圣经的描写罪好像是什么病。
The Bible describes sin as a sickness.
所以一个人活在罪里面就是活在病里面。
So when a person lives in sin, they live in sickness.
那这个病如果没有医，最后就是死。
And if they do not cure the sickness, the end is death.
所以主耶稣来就是要赦我们的罪。
So Jesus comes to forgive our sins.
没有罪就不会死。
And if there's no sin, then there is no death.
就是永生。
And that is eternal life.
那第二个呢？罪就是债。
And the second, sin is debt.
所以欠债这个压力很大。
So when we owe a debt, there's a lot of pressure on us.
所以为什么人得不到平安？
So why is it why people cannot have peace?
因为他的心里面有罪。
Because in their heart there is sin.
所以罪人没有平安。
So sinners have no peace.
好，那来信主以后，
And after believing
the Lord, 就有赦罪的平安。
Then they have the peace of forgiveness.
病也好了。
And their sickness is healed.
这个债也主耶稣替我们偿还了。
And our debt has been paid by the Lord Jesus.
所以就永生平安，这太可贵了。
So they have eternal life and they have peace. That is so precious.
那最后一个。
The last.
这里讲跟成圣的人同得基业。
And they have inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith.
圣经告诉我们，我们每一个人有两个账户。
The Bible tells us that every one of us, we have two accounts.
一个就在银行的账户。
One is in the bank.
那第二个，在天上的账户。
The second is an account in heaven.
诸位想想看，你最关心哪一个账户？
Let's think about this. Which account do we care about?
我想绝大部分人都是关心地上的账户。
I believe most people care about their account in the bank.
但圣经告诉我们，
But the Bible tells us,
你死的那个时刻，连一毛钱都带不走。
The moment that we die, we cannot even bring one penny.
但是当我们死的那一个时刻，
But at the moment that we die,
我们就要到天国去承受天上的产业。
We will go to the heavenly kingdom to receive our inheritance.
就是神为我们预备在天国的荣耀。
And it's the glory that God has prepared for us.
那是最重要的。
That's the most important.
所以一个有得救的人，他的人生充满着盼望。
So a person that is saved, they in their life they are filled with hope.
我要回天家。
I want to go back to heavenly home.
我要回到那里承受神给我的产业。
I want to go there to and receive my inheritance from God.
就是永恒的荣耀。
That is the eternal glory.
哦，所以主耶稣来要让我们得救。
So the Lord Jesus comes for so that we can be saved.
那提多书第三章第五节。
In Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
告诉我们，我们得救啊，不是因为自己所行的义。
It tells us that we are saved not on the basis of deeds which we did in righteousness.
不是我们的好行为换来的。
It is not because of our good behavior that we can trade it.
哦，不管我们行为多好。
No matter how good we are.
神的话一量都是罪人。
When we are measured by the word of God, we are all sinners.
有时候我在这个 Pacifica 教会啊，他们就啊，你会帮忙带慕道班，我说好啊。
Sometimes in Pacifica Church, they will arrange me to lead the True Seeker class.
那刚好墙壁就贴了一个十条诫命。
And on the wall, it's posted the Ten Commandments.
也有中文，也有英文。
In both English and Chinese.
我说这就是神的诫命。
And I said, these are God's commandments.
好不好守？
Is it easy to keep them?
大家看看这个有什么问题？
And people look at it. What's the big problem?
然后再把它解释得很清楚。
Then we explain it in detail.
哦，每一个人都说，在这个十条诫命之前，我们都是罪人。
And after that, everyone says that before these Ten Commandments, we are all sinners.
前四条就是爱神。
The first four of the commandments is to love God.
后面六条就是爱人。
And the latter six is to love others.
哦，那你只是一读，再来衡量自己，我们都有罪啊。
And once we read it and we compare to ourselves, we have all sinned.
所以没有一个人靠着自己的行为能够达到神公义的标准。
So there is not one person who by their own deeds can match up to the standards of God.
那这样人还有希望吗？
Then how can we have hope?
人还是有希望。
There is still hope.
为什么？
Why?
因为你如果看第五节。
If we read verse 5.
啊，不是自己的靠啊，我们自己的义。乃是照着他的怜悯。
It's not on the basis of deeds which we did in righteousness, but in accordance with his mercy.
所以一个人得救要神的怜悯。
So for a person to be saved, they need the mercy of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为你达不到那个标准啊，那现在神怜悯我们，就开一条路，你就可以得救了。
Because we cannot reach that standard, but God has mercy and opened a way for us to be saved.
那神怜悯我们最具体的方法是什么？
And what is the most obvious way of God having mercy on us?
所以接下去就讲两点。
Here it tells us two points.
第一个叫做重生的洗。
By the washing of regeneration.
第二个叫做圣灵的更新。
And renewing by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们做了这两件事情，
If we do these two things,
我们就得救了。
Then we will be saved.
这里第一个就是重生的洗。
So the first is the washing of regeneration.
所以我们每一个人有两个生日。
So all of us have two birthdays.
第一个生日就是我的妈妈生我那一天。
The first birthday is the day that our mother gave birth to us.
所以我们就活在一直到今天为止。
And from then we have lived until now.
那另外一个生日。
The other birthday.
就是受洗的那一天。
The day that we are baptized.
这个叫做重生。
That is rebirth.
也就是说我们的罪得赦免，
which means that our sins have been forgiven.
我们跟神重新建立父子的关系，
and we reestablish the Father and Son relationship with God.
那神就是生命的泉源，
and God is the source of life.
神就是生命的本身，
God is life itself.
为什么人会死？
Why would people die?
因为人跟神的关系切断了，
because we have been cut off from our relationship with God.
那现在这个关系接上去了，
but now we have reconnected this relationship.
接上去就不会死啊，
and then we will not die.
所以这个地方讲重生的洗，在洗礼的时候我们重新得到生命。
So here says the washing of regeneration. At the time of baptism, we receive this life.
所以洗礼非常重要。
So baptism is very important.
我一生在当传道当中有好几个例子，让我一直感觉到洗礼很重要。
During my time as a preacher, there are several times where I feel that baptism is very important.
几年前我们在海边听一个老弟兄洗礼。
A few years ago, we were helping a brother baptized at the ocean.
那个时候他病得很严重。
At that time, he was very sick.
所以两个弟兄背着下到水里面去。
So there were two brothers who helped carry him into the water.
那洗礼上来办洗脚礼、圣餐礼完，断气了。
And after coming up from the water, we have foot washing and Holy Communion, and he passed away.
他搭上最后一班车。
He got on the last train.
感谢主。
Thank God.
那差不多三十年前。
And about 30 years ago.
我们有一个姐妹带她妈妈来慕道，她得圣灵。
There's a sister who brought her mother to come to the church, and she received the Holy Spirit.
那每一次灵恩布道会都鼓励她洗礼。
And every spiritual convocation, we encourage her to get baptized.
老一点再来。
And she said that I will do it when I'm older.
但是有一个晚上她肚子痛。
There's one night where she has stomach ache.
然后就赶快把她送到医院急诊。
And they went to the emergency room.
医生还没有验出来什么病，她就断气了。
But before the doctor can diagnose her, she passed away.
她有机会。
She had chances.
但是她没有把握机会。
But she did not take hold of the opportunity.
所以我们受洗这是一个非常重要的关键，这是重生。
So baptism is very important. This is to be born again.
那因为他常常来教会所以请教会帮他妈妈办丧礼。
And because she came to church often, so the sister asked the church to help with the memorial service.
那教会就安排我讲道。
And the church arranged for me to give the sermon.
那这要怎么讲呢？
So what do I say?
我只能说他生前很热心敬拜神。
All I can say is that when she was living, she was very fervent in worshiping God.
那神是怜悯的神。
But God is a merciful God.
会照着他的怜悯来对待他。
And God will treat her according to His mercy.
但是会不会得救？
But will she be saved?
这个就要看神怎么对待他。
Then that will depend on how God sees her.
但是圣经里面讲一个人要得救，他要从水生，从圣灵生。
But the Bible tells us clearly, for a person to be saved, they have to be born of water and the Spirit.
这是机会。
That is an opportunity.
这不是永久的。
And that opportunity doesn't last forever.
这是会过去的。
It will pass.
所以重生的洗非常重要。
So this washing of regeneration is very important.
那为什么洗礼会可以洗掉我们的罪？
And how is baptism able to wash away our sin?
如果洗礼能洗掉我们罪，天天洗澡早就洗干净了。
If the water can wash away our sin, every day we take a shower, we're washing away our sin.
洗礼跟洗澡有什么不同？
So what's the difference between baptism and showering?
好，我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
好，约翰一书。
1 John.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章
，First John chapter five，
第六节
，verse six。
约翰一书第五章第六节，请。
First John chapter five verse six， This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
好，第七节
Verse seven， For there are three that testify.
第八节。
Verse 8, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and the three are in agreement.
这里讲借着水和血来的就是耶稣基督。
Here it says, the one who came by water and blood is Jesus.
所以主耶稣在十字架上那个兵丁用这个枪砸他的肋旁。
So when the Lord Jesus was on the cross and the soldier pierced his side.
就是流出水跟血来。
And outflowed water and blood.
怎么砸了一个洞会流水呢？流血我们可以了解。
How is it possible to be pierced on the side and water came out? We can understand if blood comes out.
所以这个地方讲借着水而血而来，这个就是救恩的泉源。
And here it says it came by water and blood. This is the source of salvation.
也就是洗礼。
It's baptism.
所以下面说有圣灵做见证。
And that's why here it says that the Holy Spirit testifies.
我们在真耶稣教会的洗礼有三件事情跟一般教会不一样。
In the baptism in the True Jesus Church, there are three things that are different from other churches.
当然还有一件就是我们的洗礼是完全遵照圣经的。
And of course, one of them, the first, of course, we, our baptism is fully according to the Bible.
啊，第一个啊，就是洗礼的时候，很多人看到主耶稣的宝血。
The first thing that's special about our baptism is that in the baptisms, many people witness the blood in the water.
我曾跟很多的基督徒，包括在非洲、在中国大陆哦，我到现在为止没有听过一个人在信仰的历程当中看过洗礼有主耶稣的宝血，只有在真耶稣教会。
For all the people that I've talked to, including in Africa and in China, all the people in the path of faith, they have never witnessed blood in the blood, blood in the water in baptism, other than in the true Jesus Church.
这真的是很奇妙。
It's very miraculous.
因为圣经讲洗礼是在主耶稣的宝血，当然也是在水里面。
Because the Bible describes our baptism is in the blood of the Lord Jesus in the water.
这个是主的宝血在灵里面显现，所以神开你的眼睛，你就看得到。
It is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus appearing in the spirit so that we can see.
那第二个就是洗礼完得圣灵。
The second is receiving the Holy Spirit after baptism.
这个在非洲特别明显。
And this is very obvious in Africa.
我们非洲虽然教育不是很发达，
even though in Africa, the education is not very advanced.
但是非洲人的信仰很单纯。
But the African members, their faith is very simple.
所以有时候神的工作非常明显。
So sometimes God's work is very obvious there.
洗礼起来，头从水里面上来，圣灵降临就开始说方言，全身震动。
During baptism, when their head comes up from the water, the Holy Spirit comes down and they start to speak in tongue.
有时候两个人把他抬起来，在岸上，他一直祷告，被圣灵充满十分钟、十五分钟。
Sometimes after people help them from the water to the shore, and they are praying in tongue for 10-15 minutes.
这真的《使徒行传》二章三八节，受洗洗去你的罪，你就要得到圣灵。
So truly according to the Bible, when the water baptism, the water wash away their sin, they will receive the Holy Spirit.
第三个,
Third,
就是洗礼完神迹奇事发生。
After baptism, there are miracles and wonders.
这个也常常发生。洗礼不是为医病。
This also happens often. From baptism, some sicknesses are healed.
但是有时候罪得赦免，神的恩典临到，病就好了。
And it's because their sins are washed away in baptism, and the sickness are healed because of this, their sins are washed away.
我曾经在南美听过一个青年啊，他以前常常会流鼻血。
I heard that there's a youth in South America. Before he often has nosebleeds.
那流到有时候要躺在床上。
And to a point that where he would have to lie on the bed.
那后来他到我们教会来慕道。
And afterwards, he came to our church
and
received baptism.
差不多过了半年还一年，他才回想起来，洗礼以后到现在从来没有流鼻血。
Then about half a year or a year after, then he reflected that since baptism, he has not had nosebleeds.
真的，神的恩典很明显。
Indeed, the mercy of God is very evident.
所以人要得救，要借着重生的洗。
So for a person to be saved, they have to be born of water.
主耶稣也说，信而受洗必然得救。
Jesus has also said that believe and baptize and you will be saved.
相信耶稣是我的救主。
We believe that the Lord Jesus is my Savior.
相信我在神面前是一个罪人。
We believe that in front of God I am a sinner.
那接受圣经里面的一洗。
And we receive the one baptism according to the Bible.
我们就可以重生。
Then we can be born again.
这是第就是第一步。
That is the first step.
好，如果我们再回到提多书第三章第五节。
If we come back to Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
他就我们借着重生的洗，第二个就是圣灵的更新。
He saved us by the washing of regeneration, and the second is by the renewing by the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的更新是什么意思？
What is the renewing by the Holy Spirit?
你知道，我们大概每个人每天都要换衣服。
For us, about every day we have to change our clothes.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个外面的世界是脏的嘛。
Because the world outside is dirty.
哦，所以你穿的衣服久了就脏了，你就要换了。
So after wearing your clothes, it becomes dirty, so we have to change it.
那衣服是物质的。
And this clothing is material.
哦，那我们的洗礼在我们的这个人在洗礼的时候，最完全洗干净了。
And for us in baptism, our sins have been completely washed away.
但是在灵界里面呢、啊，是污，这个世界是污秽的。
But in the spiritual world, this world that we live in is dirty.
啊，所以以弗所书告诉我们，我们来看一段圣经，以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
啊，以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
啊，第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, in which you previously walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
这个第二节讲啊，那时就是还没有信耶稣以前。
Here it says previously, meaning before believing in Christ.
你们行事为人顺从今世的风俗是什么？文化。
That you walk according to the course of this world, and that is the traditions and the culture of the world.
哦，那文化的传统背后是什么？
What is behind these the culture of the world?
哦，接下去就是空中掌权者的首领。
It says according to the prince of the power of the air.
那是什么？
What's that?
下面就说嵌进在悖逆之子心中运行的灵，所以文化的背后是灵。
So it tells us that it's of the spirit that is now working in the sense of disobedience. So behind culture is the spirit.
那不是神的灵啊。
But it's not the spirit of God.
那是魔鬼的灵。
It's a spirit of Satan.
那文化为什么这么吸引人？
So why is culture so attractive to people?
好，您如果看接下去。
If we continue to read.
第三节。
Verse 3. Among them we too all previously lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the rest.
文化有两个特色吸引人。
So there are two things about culture that attracts.
第一个，随着心中喜好去行，你想做你就去做吧，自由。
That's to live in the lust of our flesh, indulging in desires, so we just do whatever we want to do.
第二个
，second，
快乐。
会
让你快乐，你就去做吧。
So whatever makes us happy, we will do it.
那自由加上快乐就等于罪。
So this freedom plus happiness equals sin.
那人有罪性啊，所以人很容易犯罪。
And because we have this sinful nature, so it's very easy for us to commit sin.
我们现在拿一个手机在手里面。
And today, often we have our cell phones in our hand.
手机对敬拜神有两个非常严重的影响。
The cell phone has two very important effects on our faith.
第一个， One, 你没有办法专心。
We are not able to focus.
真的，现在人没有办法专心。
Truly, today it is very difficult for people to focus.
手机。
Because of their phones.
第二个，
Second,
世俗化。
They become worldly.
为什么？
Why?
因为借着手机，世界进到我们的心里。
Because through the cell phone, the world is entering our heart.
污染我们的心。
To defile our heart.
所以这个圣灵的更新很重要。
So this renewing of the Holy Spirit is very important.
圣灵好像火一样。
The Holy Spirit is like fire.
我们所有的杂质意念一把火都烧光了。
And all of the dirtiness in our heart will be burned by this fire.
所以被圣灵充满以后，人的心变成非常的清洁。
So after being filled with the Holy Spirit, then our heart feels very clean.
我们所有的罪，神都赦免我们。
God has forgiven all of our sins.
那我们就常常穿着白衣服。
Then we are often wearing the white robe.
这个叫做圣灵的更新。
That is the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
那有了白衣服，我们就可以有圣洁的美来亲近神。
So when we have the white robe, then we have this spiritual beauty to approach God.
好，我们来看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
好，加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
22节。
Verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
还有接下去一节。
And 23. Gentleness, self-control, against such there is no law.
如果我们二十二节算到二十三节
，If you look at 22 and 23,
这里讲圣灵的果子
It talks about the fruit of the Spirit.
有九个表现。
There are 9 manifestations.
有哪一个是不好的？
Which one of these is not good?
每一个都是好的。
All of them are good.
那什么叫做圣灵的果子？
What is the fruit of the Spirit?
哦，人好像一个果树啊。
A person is like a fruit tree.
你如果种下去以后，施肥浇水。
If you are planted and you fertilize and give water,
当这个树成长成熟，它自然会结果子，你没有办法勉强它不结果子。
This tree will naturally bear fruit. You cannot force it.
那如果一个人得圣灵，
So if a person received the Holy Spirit,
常常祷告被圣灵充满，
They often pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
他属灵的生命成熟啊。
Then their spiritual life is matured.
他的生活自然就有这九个表现。
In their life, naturally, will have these 9 things.
我想想看哦，如果你的家里面有一棵果树结这个九个表现。
If you can imagine in our home, there's a one tree that has that manifests these 9 things.
你的家就是天国了。
Then your home will be like heaven.
哦，你仔细看看。
Let's take a look.
很有爱心。
There's love.
啊，再来。非常喜乐
There's a lot of joy.
啊，非常的平安
Filled with peace.
很有忍耐
Patience.
对人有恩慈
There's kindness to people.
心里很良善
In the heart there's goodness.
对人很信实
And to people we're faithful.
很温柔
We're gentle.
很有节制
We have self-control.
哇，你家里如果有一个人有这个果子哦，你很想回家。
If someone in our home has this kind of tree, we will want to go home.
如果两个人这个结这个果子。
If two people bear these fruit,
你不想离家。
We don't want to leave home.
哦，回很想回家，回了你不想离家。
We want to go home, and after we get there, we don't want to leave.
这个叫做五星级的家庭。
This is a 5-star home.
可能吗？可能。
Is it possible? Yes.
但是要经历圣灵的更新。
But we have to go through the renewing of the Spirit.
今生你活着很幸福。
So we have a very good life.
死的那一个时刻很有盼望回到天国。
And the moment that we die, we have hope to go to the heavenly kingdom.
这有什么不好呢？
So what is bad about that?
所以我们诸位慕道朋友。
So all of the truth seekers.
我们慕道了这么久。
We have been seeking the truth for a long time.
应该要下决心。
We have to make a determination.
因为今天是我们的。
Because today is ours.
明天不一定是我们的。
Tomorrow may not be.
今天是机会。
Today is our chance.
唱诗。
Sing him.